I would love if tomorrow we wake up, John, and everything that we've discovered about how the world really works and what kind of a dangerous situation we're under, I would love to wake up tomorrow in a hospital bed and have it be all a dream and how it's not true and how everything's actually all right and the government's not trying to frickin' enslave us. I would be happy to just like, you mean I was insane this whole time? I made it up? Thank God! Oh, thank God, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
It was a bad dream.
Yeah. Well, the problem is it's kind of like taking 700 tabs of acid. It's just going to be a really long, really bad trip.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like you weren't sure which mental hospital you're in. You know, are you in the... So, yeah, it's... whether you wake up in the right one. So it is, but I think you're right, keeping a looking after yourself, having a sense of, you've got to have a sense of humour with this stuff, and that's, you know, that's, otherwise, yeah, if you took it too seriously. I can see there's some good positive things happening. I say on the surface, it may seem that it's kind of going more crazy. In fact, if anything, things seem to be ramping up. I mean, I heard today, now, I don't know if you should quote me on this, but I had heard, two things I heard today that made me really wonder. One was that they want to, I presume it's in the States, they want to make Roundup an antibiotic because it kills bacteria, kills everything pretty much, but it kills bacteria. So if you can imagine, you went along to the doctor with a script book, and they said, here, take some Roundup pills. And then,
so, take this, I mean, it kills everything. But would it kill me too? Yes, but just take it. Why, bro?
it will kill the bacteria. And it will kill you, but it will kill the bacteria. Anyway.
So we'll be safe, you know?
Yeah, we'll be safe. So as I say, when I hear these things, I sometimes wonder if I've heard it in a dream, and then I have to go and check it to make sure it's real. But that's one thing I heard. The other one I heard that...
John, just before you say, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't make it up. As I say, sometimes I think, no, I must have dreamt that. That can't be. Even in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't think of it. And the other one I heard today was that in England, they, because the residents in Manchester City somewhere don't want fluoridated water, they're going to put it in the milk so all the kids get it that way. Put fluoridated milk. So it's kind of like goes from the sublime to the ridiculous. So that was just too... But the one about the Roundup as a antibiotic, that really took the cake. There's probably a good market there for pharmaceutical companies to sell it.
And even if there wasn't a good market, they could just convince people that they had one.
Yeah, and I guess you wouldn't get any weeds growing in your stomach, so, you know. But there you go. It gets. What did you say? You wouldn't dream of it. Now, what's the expression you use?
You can't make this stuff up.
Oh, you can't make this stuff up. That's right. It really is. It is hard to imagine.
Yeah. Well, no, the thing is, you don't have to use much imagination. You just assume craziness, you know? Like real, out of control, evil, kind of like out of the movie, spooky kind of craziness. And you wind up being right, and so you're not so shocked about it, you know?
I think you have to assume the worst and hope for the best, but certainly the
best never comes.
No, well, that's right. It tends
only
to get,
the worst, and it's even worse than you even thought.
Well, they tend to get. What I'm thinking is it's almost like it's ramping up in terms of what's happening. It's like a lot of it's been exposed, so maybe it's starting to come out of the woodwork. And. And, I mean, I don't know how crazy it's got to get before people suddenly think, you know, no more. But really, if that is the case that they want Roundup as an antibiotic, that would take the cake. You know, I mean, something would have to wake up.
I don't know, bro. Never underestimate the power of denial.
No, it's a very strong one. So... But anyway, I still feel that getting back to our original thing, that we just keep informed, like GFP New Zealand, we put out newsletters, and we do approach government, but we also we're not necessarily the ones that are on the front line of protest or whatever, but more sort of just informing people and keeping them up to date what they can do, what, you know. And so that's been our main focus.
I've realised that I'm actually quite terrible at being informed and up to date.
Oh, well, you know, you've got a lot on your plate. There's a lot of things to be informed about. The thing is, I've just decided, well, I'll stick to this GE3 issue, and there's so much stuff to know about it. I mean, I can't keep up with it myself. So it's, you know...
Well, I think we've just figured out why doctors don't know any of... like dentists, for example, don't know about any of the studies in fluoride, because you've got to keep up with everything in dentistry, you know? It's just like, oh, it's just too hard.
Well, that's right, and you're trying to earn a living and so on, and it's just how much... You get flooded with it all. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean it's any better because you get flooded with information. It just means that it's probably more confusing and people don't have the time. And there's two types of science. There's good science and bad science. So good science is where you set out to find to research something, you know, and then you look at the results and you test them to make sure they're accurate. Bad science or corporate science or junk science is where you say, this is the result we want to show that this product's safe, and then you just go and make a methodology to prove it. So that's kind of what we call corporate science.
Which has incidentally become a science of its own. It has its own rules and its own objectives and things. There's actually a discipline that these scientists follow, this kind of cynical way of twisting statistics and whatnot in order to show the results that they need.
Yeah. No, that's right. So in other words, and if you get a negative thing, you just ignore it, or you just say, no, well, that's not relevant. Or you say, go back and research it again until you get the positive one. So pure science is where you just do research, and then you get a result, and then you test the result, and you see that that's accurate and valid, because you keep repeating it, and if it keeps repeating, then you can say that objectively it's valid. But shonky corporate science is you say, no, this is the result we want. We'll just keep doing tests till we get that result. And if something comes up that's not what we want, we just ignore it or we downplay it. And I mean, like this Agent Orange soya, they had like 30,000, I can't remember how many thousands and thousands of pages of stuff. But not one page, not even a tenth of a page, had anything to do with the actual safety testing of that product. Not even five words. It was all sorts of just thousands and thousands of pages of filler. You know, just lots of words and figures, but nothing whatsoever. And this is meant to be a safety testing. Not one word about animal testing or anything, safety testing. So in other words, you can just get thousands and thousands of pages of just words which really signify nothing. And if you're going to do a safety testing on something, what you do is you set up a experiment and you try it out and then you repeat it and you keep being until you say, yeah, well, that's the result. That's science, how I learned it at school. But nowadays you just... you have an end result that you want, and then you just work backwards and just,